Over the next few weeks, we're going to take you on a tour of some of our favorite public lands. Today's tour will be in the company of an entomologist who relies on public lands to study bees, in particular, the disappearing western bumblebee. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen met up with her at Curt Gowdy State Park.
Most people visit this park in southeastern Wyoming for the world-class mountain biking, reservoirs filled with rainbow trout, and hikes through steep granite formations. But entomologist Christy Bell comes here for the bees.
It's amazing. I love field work.
She says it's hard to imagine doing her research without the abundant public lands in our region.
It would be extremely more difficult because we would have to rely on private landowners allowing us on their land. A lot more paperwork, even with the permits.
Like all entomologists, Bell has to collect her specimen in order to study it. Last summer, she set up bee traps on public lands across western Wyoming. This summer, her attention is on eastern Wyoming.
We'll have some 12, 15-hour days, and it's exhausting, but oh god, just being out here and like hanging out with bees and stuff is it's so worth it. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Bell is trying to figure out where the elusive and possibly endangered western bumblebee lives in the region. It used to be found in a number of western states, but not anymore.
There have been populations found in the Rockies, and they seem pretty stable, but nobody has looked for this bee in Wyoming.
Except for her. She says she found a few healthy-seeming populations in western Wyoming. Now it's eastern Wyoming's turn. We've doused ourselves in sunscreen and bug spray and are walking through a low-lying meadow towards rolling hills green with spring rain. The sun is out and so is the wind as we trek up a hill towards Bell's first trap.
So we set out three sets of traps at each site, and I kind of try to get them in different areas. So this one is on a hillside surrounded by a lot of mountain mahogany. The ones down there are a little bit more in the stream bed area. And then we have the third set over there in the trees.
The trap is three plastic cups zip-tied to a steel stake that's stuck into the ground. It's easy to spot, and that's by design. The cups are painted bright blue and neon yellow to look like wildflowers, so they'll attract the bees. But when the insect lands in the cup, they're trapped in diluted soapy water.
Oh, we got a bee in this one.
There's also some moths, butterflies, spiders, and some flies. Bell uses a coffee filter to dump the water out of the cup without losing any of the bugs.
It's really, really fancy scientific stuff right here.
If the bees aren't already dead in the soapy water, they soon are when Bell packs them into labeled containers with cyanide. We head off towards her next trap when a bumblebee whizzes by us. Bell is quick and catches it with her insect net.
Oh my gosh, it's huge. Yeah, they're queens. So hard when it's windy.
This queen bee is almost the size of a quarter.
I think this might be my bee.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I think this might be a western bumblebee.
Bell grabs a clear vial out of her fanny pack and uses the slack in the net to guide the bee into the tube. Then she holds it up to the light and takes a closer look.
Oh, this is not my bee.
So how do you know?
Western bumblebees have really pale white fur on the very ends of their abdomen. And as you can see, her stripe on the abdomen is yellow with some black behind it.
So what now?
I'm gonna take a bunch of pictures of her in the vial and then I'll let her go. Do you see how she has some pollen on her back legs?
Yeah.
Those little light patches? So this means that this queen does have an established nest.
Bell will go through this process over and over again this summer, trapping, collecting, and identifying bees, and almost all of her work will take place on public land like Curt Gowdy State Park. Eventually, Bell's work will help inform U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services as they decide whether to put the western bumblebee on the endangered species list. In the meantime, Bell says she's just happy to be outside.
The places that I get to go to, yeah, the things that I get to see are just phenomenal.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.